Kurdish fighters defending the flashpoint Syrian city of Kobani have repelled the latest attacks by ISIL Tag Fury terrorists. Fierce fighting broke out in the northernmost part of Kobani as night fell upon Monday. Other clashes began after almost 2 days of relative calm. The Syrian army continues to press ahead in its military operations in the eastern countryside of Aleppo. The army has taken control of the Mazrat al-Halabi area and al-Madafi Hill. Earlier, Syrian forces recaptured the nearby towns of Masalmia, Jebele, killing a large number of militants. At least 4 soldiers have been killed in a bomb attack in the Afghan capital. The blast targeted a military vehicle in Kabul early on Tuesday morning. Witnesses say nearly a dozen others were wounded in the explosion. In a new report, the IAEA confirms Iran is meeting its commitments to an interim deal reached with the P5+1 group and is also taking more action. The IAEA said Iran has also diluted over 4,100 kilograms of up to 2% enriched uranium to the level of natural uranium. Ukraine's parliament says more than 300 army soldiers were killed during a weeks-long battle in the eastern city of Lovyansk. Ukrainian forces mounted an assault on the city in early August, but eventually found themselves besieged by the heavily armed pro-Russian forces. Critics believe the number of casualties actually higher. Georgia says it will go ahead with plans to host a NATO training center, despite Russia's opposition. Defense Minister Irakli Alasania made the statement shortly after Moscow announced plans to sign an agreement on integration with the disputed region of Abkhazia. UN human rights officials have condemned local authorities of the U.S. city of Detroit in Michigan for cutting water to thousands of residents over unpaid bills. They say the policy violates internationally recognized human rights standards. The UN special rapporteur also said that water bills are becoming increasingly unaffordable.